Recently, the Southern Poverty Law Center issued an apology in reference to a Muslim man that they had basically labeled as a hater. And we're going to talk about this right now with Frank Gaffney, who is the founder and president and CEO of the Center for Security Policy. Frank Gaffney used to work for the Reagan administration. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Frank, it's great to have you on the program.
Thank you. It's terrific to be with you.
Okay, now, by way of full disclosure, I work full-time for D. James Kennedy Ministries, which has been labeled by the Southern Poverty Law Center out of Montgomery, Alabama, as a supposed hate group. And you also work for a group that has been labeled by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group. Let's start with that. What's up with that? I mean, D. James Kennedy Ministries is all about exposing, you know, different issues from a biblical perspective. How does that make us haters? You all are about exposing radical jihad and Sharia and so forth when it's dangerous to the rest of us. What makes you a hater, therefore?
I think two things are up with that. One is we are espousing ideas, positions, principles, values, policies that are different from and deeply at odds with, actually, the agenda, the political philosophy and program, the agenda, in short, of the Southern Poverty Law Center. It is, as a practical matter, basically a political warfare machine that is used to try to attack and take down those with whom it disagrees. Secondly, I think it reserves most of its fury for those of its political adversaries that it considers most effective. So people have said to me, it's a badge of honor that you've made their list. I don't see it that way, but I do think it speaks to the fact that our organization, and I think yours, are getting their attention and are seen by them to be organizations they need to destroy, to use the words of Mark Potok, one of their former senior executives, because we are good at what we do and trying to advance the alternative, if you will, to their program.
The Southern Poverty Law Center used to have a good reputation. They were founded in 1971 at the tail end of the Civil Rights Movement, and for all practical purposes, they really helped put the KKK out of business. There may still be chapters here and there, but a lot of times it's just a dog, a computer, and a guy with a shotgun or something like that. It's a very small type of thing, not what it was like before. So they have this aura of respectability. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not sure how well-deserved it was. I think it was primarily a fundraising mechanism even back at that period. But they did hound what I think were kind of the remnants of the KKK into oblivion and made a lot of money for themselves in the process, promoting the Southern Poverty Law Center as the organization that is fighting or ultimately was responsible for taking down the KKK. What is certainly true is that in the period that has followed effectively the demise of that racist organization, they have been beavering away at fundraising by promoting this false narrative that they're the only thing standing between the American people and a whole raft of other haters and racists and bigots, or in the modern era, Islamophobes. And by and large, there's no truth to those charges at all. They've raked in an immense amount of money. I believe that they've gotten it up to something like $440 million, including 90 or so at least in offshore accounts in the Cayman Islands. Poverty being their middle name seems completely inappropriate, really. or downright deceptive. And I think that's been true of much of what they do. In fact, it's downright deceptive, misleadingly characterizing, falsely accusing, smearing, slandering, and otherwise defaming, in many cases, good people just because they disagree with them politically, and making money on the practice of doing so.
All right. Now, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this name right, but I want you to comment on who this is and the foundation and how it relates to the SPLC. Majid Nawaz and the Quilliam Foundation, which I believe is out of England. Tell us about that and the SPLC.
Yeah, Majid Nawaz is a former terrorist who professes that he has left all that behind him and that he is now working to counter radicalism in the Muslim community. Honestly, I'm not entirely persuaded. He's given up Sharia supremacism. I think he's adopted kind of the coloration of the Muslim Brotherhood in eschewing violence, but seeking the same goals through other means, what the Brotherhood, as you know, calls civilization jihad. That's not so much a nonviolent or anti-violent program, it's just a pre-violent one. That's my perception. I'm not sure. My sense of it is that as a result, the Quilliam Foundation and Majid Nawaz are actually more aligned with the agenda of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has been relentlessly promoting and protecting and otherwise doing the dirty work of Sharia supremacists for years, among other things, calling people like they and me, Islamophobes. So when the Southern Poverty Law Center settled a threatened lawsuit by Majid Nawaz and the Quilliam Foundation for having, they say, falsely described them as anti-Muslim extremists, I think one of the reasons why they were prepared to part with $3.375 million in a settlement to support the work of the Quilliam Foundation is that, in point of fact, that work is more consistent with their own program at the Southern Poverty Law Center than at odds with it. But the point is that in the course of that settlement, several things were established. The SPLC acknowledged publicly, both in writing and on a video featuring Richard Cohen, one of its founders, that it had falsely described Nawaz and his foundation, that they had mischaracterized them in particular as these anti-Muslim extremists as part of this extraordinary book they call a field guide to anti-Muslim extremism, or extremists rather. And they also acknowledged through this expensive settlement that they do material damage to those that they falsely characterize in precisely this way, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. So I think what's important about it is it further demonstrates why this organization is discredited, why it is in fact not a reliable source of information, why what it says about people can't be taken as true, and why, in point of fact, it actually does material harm. And again, according to one of its senior executives, Mark Potok, former senior executive now, their purpose is actually to destroy the organizations they're targeting. So for all these reasons, it's seemed to me and about 50 others of the people that have been attacked by them in this fashion, who jointly put together a statement last week denouncing the SPLC and using their own words, their admissions in this settlement with Nawaz, to demonstrate that anybody who doesn't, who's now associated with them, who doesn't disavow them and make clear that they will not be doing business with them in the future under these circumstances, under these admissions. Well, they're complicit in the malfeasance and defamatory actions of this discredited organization, the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I understand that General Jerry Boykin of the Family Research Council, one of those who they have repeatedly defamed in this fashion, has sent letters to corporations that sponsor the SPLC, to social media platforms that are now allowing them to be the arbiters of what they permit to be on their platforms, journalists who use, often without any due diligence on their own, just routinely cite and paraphrase or quote the SPLC. And also Wikipedia, by the way, which allows its false characterizations of people to be used in biographies without qualifying that this is a disreputable, discredited organization. Jerry Boykin sent letters to each of them, urging them, as this statement does, to disavow the discredited Southern Poverty Law Center and not to be associated with them in the future. We'll see if that has the desired result. But the point is that this settlement, I think, has made it very clear what we have been saying and your organization has been saying, many others have for a long time. It is a political warfare machine that is about making money for its leaders without regard for the facts and for the purposes of destroying those that they are wrongly, in many cases, targeting.
Didn't the FBI rely on the Southern Poverty Law Center as if they were a neutral and, you know, actual, factual, you know, arbiter of what is hate in America? And they dropped, that is, the FBI dropped relying on the SPLC because, no, they're really quite partisan.
I think that's right. They certainly were using them in the past, particularly during the Bush 43 and Obama years. I believe that even the Obama administration itself realized that they were not honest in their characterizations of some of those they were vilifying. And I believe that the FBI, you know, did explicitly promise to stop relying on their products as part of their own assessment of the hate community and its prime movers. I don't know if that's still being honored, however, I have to say. I've heard reports to the effect that the SPLC has wormed its way into the government in some form or fashion. There's a group called START, and I don't remember exactly what the acronym stands for, but I think it's run out of the University of Maryland, and it's kind of a repository for information about hate groups and their ilk. And apparently the SPLC is still getting federal funding, I think from the Department of Homeland Security, maybe from the Department of Justice, even now, if you can believe it, to be part of that START program.
Wow. All right, we have about a minute left, and I want to ask you this. Why is it so dangerous to have, you know, a label on the hate map of the Southern Poverty Law Center? Just go ahead and
Well, it can get you killed, for one thing.
Well, that's pretty dangerous.
We had Jerry Boykin's organization, the Family Research Council, was attacked by somebody who said in federal court, in the process of being convicted of domestic terrorism, that he was inspired to attack the Family Research Council by the SPLC. You had the guy who shot up Steve Scalise and others that he was hoping to kill at the congressional baseball practice a year or so ago, again, inspired by information that he got off the SPLC's hate list. So it's dangerous, for one thing. It's also, you know, quite injurious to organizations. And the thing that makes it dangerous to all of us is I believe the kind of work that we're about, you're about, and others are who are on that list and as a result are being targeted by the SPLC, of trying to warn our countrymen and women about the challenges we're facing, the dangers from enemies within, notably from Sharia supremacists, is information that's vital for us to understand to the extent we're being suppressed or people are not allowed to hear it because of pressure on the media or other organizations that might otherwise help acquaint them with this information, is a real threat to our country, I believe, as well, all by virtue of its discredited Southern Poverty Law Center's shameless and truly defamatory and malfeasant behavior.
Thank you for being with us. We're out of time. Frank Gaffney at securefreedom.org for more information. Frank, always a pleasure. Thanks.
Pleasure's mine. Thank you.
Bye-bye.